Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Metro Research. We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Very satisfied.
No, not satisfied.
Oh, okay. So it would be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10? Let's start with crime and violence. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
It's very important.
And if you could use a number from 0 to 10, being 0 not important at all and 10 very important, you could use any number.
10.
Thank you. What about inflation and the cost of living from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is student loan debt.
10.
Thank you. What about K-12 education?
10.
Thank you. Next one is criminal justice reform.
10.
Thank you. What about healthcare?
10.
The next one is climate change.
10.
Thank you. Next one is democracy.
10.
Next one is immigration.
Immigration, about it.
Okay, what about racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you. What about voting rights?
10.
The next one is jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you so much. The next one is abortion rights.
10.
Thank you. And the last one is reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it is a long way off, and sometimes something comes up to prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Great.
Thank you so much. And what is your race, just for statistical purposes?
Black American, African American.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Thank you so much. And what is the year of your birth?
The year what now?
The year of your birth.
11/18/74.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school or the highest degree you have received?
From college.
Thank you, ma'am. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community from 0 to 10?
How much power do I feel that the Black community has to make?
exactly how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
How much power you think? Probably about a 6 or 5.
Okay.
Better.
Understand. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Tim Walsh. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is to you?
I didn't understand the question, ma'am.
Yep. Rate your feelings towards some people. You can tell me how favorable or unfavorable that person is to you using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel unfavorable towards that person, and 10 means that you feel very warm or favorable towards that person. You can use any number depending on how favorable it is to you. Let's just start with Tim Walsh.
Same what now?
Tim Walsh. And if you never heard of that person or you don't know the person or have no opinion, you can also indicate.
Oh, you calling a name out. Okay, you called a name out. Okay. Call that name one more time.
Okay, let's start with John Ossoff.
And you say 0 to
0.
You said, how do I feel favorable?
Mm-hmm. 0 is unfavorable to you, very unfavorable, and 10 means very favorable. You can use any number depending
okay.
on that.
Mm-hmm. Saying how they feel, how I feel toward them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with 10 walls.
0.
0, okay. And you say John Alpha is 0, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Raphael Warnock.
10.
Okay. The next one is J.D. Vance.
8.
Thank you. What about Andrew Dickens?
If you don't know him, what you said?
Oh, if you don't know the person, we can leave it as you don't know. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is Brad Raffensperger.
0.
Thank you. And the next one is Brian Kemp.
8.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but if the November election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Jojo Jorgensen, or Howie Hawkins?
Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
With the country? You're saying with the country?
Well, this is particularly for your life, in personal. You think in the last 4 years,
I'm better.
Better, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A small difference.
Thank you so much. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Let's start with Vice President Harris. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
Because I already know him. You said Harris?
Yes, ma'am. Vice President Harris.
Oh, probably a 7.
Thank you. What about your local mayor?
Great.
Thank you. What about the COVID-19 recovery?
Seven?
The
recovery, did it come out good? Is that what you asked?
Mm-hmm.